You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
10 Grammys, that's the number of special prestigious musical awards this man has won for his music. He has also received a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. When this gentleman arrives in airports of foreign countries, he is often met by dignitaries. They love his music. Now this musician flaunts a type of pride and arrogance. In his blunt confessions, he has often stated he is not very religious. However, just to play it safe, he also adds that he prays the Lord's Prayer every night before he goes to bed, just in case, he says, just in case God might be listening. Now that sounds a bit humorous, doesn't it? Or perhaps we should say he is indeed cynical. But then again, maybe this man is just downright honest. When this famous musician confessed his skeptical attitudes about prayer, he was probably also describing the hidden feelings of many of us. We pray, don't we? Oh, indeed we pray. But often we are not all that sure that God is hearing our pleas. Have you ever felt that way? Wondering whether God is listening when you are praying? Does that bring back memories for you? Do you remember a time in your life when you were facing problems so great you knew not which way to turn? You prayed fervently to God, and yet deep down in your heart, you were not sure that God was hearing your desperate prayers. If you have had this experience, then you share the company of a very, very well-known individual. His name was Daniel. As described in the Bible, Daniel was a giant of faith. He was a prophet of God to God's people. But Daniel also went through a period of real hell, a period of great anxiety as he began to wonder whether God was listening to his prayers. Now, in his early years, Daniel had experienced the favor of both God and man. He had become the confidant of powerful kings such as Nebuchadnezzar. He was the advisor of world rulers. But then, after a while, Daniel's powerful prayer connection with God seemed to be broken. He prayed daily. Yes, hourly Daniel prayed. And as a spiritual leader of his people, Daniel needed answers for the future of those he was leading. Daniel prayed, and yet no one seemed to be listening. It began to appear as if, yes, it began to appear as if God did not even care. Daniel was becoming discouraged. However, just when it seemed he could no longer go on, after many agonizing hours of patience and days of discouragement, Daniel was rewarded for his perseverance and faith. "Behold, a hand touched me," Daniel said. "He set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, 'O Daniel, man of high esteem, understand the words that I am about to tell you and stand upright. I have been sent to you.' And when the spokesman had spoken to the prophet, Daniel stood up trembling. The spokesman said to Daniel, 'Do not be afraid, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words.'" God's special messenger was responding to Daniel's prayers. Oh yes, my friend, as you listen at this hour, you may be sharing Daniel's anxiety of not knowing whether your prayers are being heard. But this is only the clever voice of the devil tempting you to abandon all faith in God. In your hour of discouragement, do an about-face. Turn away from failure and lean totally on the blessed Savior. The darkness of doubt will disappear, and the light of life shall indeed come unto you. Be encouraged through the example of Daniel the prophet. Daniel prayed. Daniel was persistent. Daniel trusted God's promise in spite of the devil's tempting him not to. God sent his gracious answer, and the angel told God-fearing Daniel, From the first day that you began to pray, your words were heard. Oh, my friend, from the very hour that you humble yourself, from that very moment that you approach the throne of God's grace, praying in the intercessory name of Jesus, your words also shall be heard by God. And so I suppose we should ask the question, shall the devil then tempt us to believe that the example of Daniel is an isolated instance? No way. The pages of the Bible are filled with faith-building examples of men and women who were prompted by the Spirit and who prayed and whose persistent prayers the Lord graciously answered. Consider St. Paul in prison. Paul prayed and prayed, and although help did not come immediately, the divine rescue was finally accomplished. Moses, as he led his people through the desert, was often discouraged. Nevertheless, Moses persevered. He prayed to God, and in the appointed time, the Heavenly Father responded. These many living examples of God answering prayer could be well summarized in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry, and God will say, 'Here I am.'" The Lord of all power, the Lord of all mercy, is in the heavens. And when you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the one divine intercessor, then you can know for sure that God, just as in Daniel's day, shall hear your prayer. Oh, in the New Testament, the writer of the book of Hebrews has a message for you also. In a nutshell, this is what God is saying to you. You have a high priest, and his name is Jesus Christ. He understands what you are going through today, and this high priest, this Jesus, can sympathize with you, because Jesus has been tempted in every way just as you have been. Therefore, the scriptures say, with confidence in God, through persistent prayer, draw near to the throne of God, approach God without fear, so that you may receive mercy, and so that you may find grace to help in those times when you need it. Oh, I know how it is. It's discouraging, isn't it, to look at all of our past sins and mistakes? My mistakes of last month and last year make me feel very, very unworthy of approaching God. Now I must confess that in my own human weakness, I do not feel as if I could ever approach a holy and righteous God in prayer and ask Him or expect Him to help me. Do you ever feel that way? If you do, then let me tell you about a section of the Bible that has brought so much help and hope to me and to many of my friends. These words of hope were written by the zealous missionary St. Paul. St. Paul's letter was sent to the Christians in Rome. In Rome, there were misunderstandings about who God is, and most likely the natural question certainly came up. Does God accept only religious people, those who are nice people, or does God accept everyone, even unworthy and filthy sinners? This was the question. St. Paul, of course, knew the answer. Certainly he did. St. Paul knew the answer because he had first-hand experience. St. Paul had stood by many years earlier when Stephen, the first martyr for the Christian faith, was brutally stoned to death. St. Paul had actually participated in that murder. Now, several years later, St. Paul, with his guilt-ridden background, was writing to the Romans about the love, yes, about also the mercy of our God. St. Paul explains that you and I in no way whatsoever deserve God's love. We do not deserve His grace, and we certainly do not deserve God's mercy. Nevertheless, God never turns away anyone who comes to Him. St. Paul writes, "What shall we say then to all these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, will God then not also with Jesus freely give us all things? Who is God? How do we contact Him through prayer? On what basis can we approach God with confidence, like Daniel did? And how does God want Himself to be known by you? These are the basic fundamental questions. And so let's begin by setting forth a foundation statement. God already has identified Himself for your sake on the cross. God has revealed Himself in the bloody crucifixion cross for the whole world, To some, the crucifixion cross represents no more than the dirtiest and most cruel way to kill anybody. And that it certainly was, but the cross is much more. The cross is the evidence for you that for your sake, God is more than just a bunch of words. God is more than just a lot of hot air. God is a God of action. Therefore, he who did not spare his own son, yes, he who did not hold back his only son, but sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins, now this same God is offering to freely give you all things, including total pardon and perfect forgiveness. I cannot conceive of in my wildest imagination any greater, more certain promise assuring you that God will answer your prayers than the assurance provided in the Holy Scriptures. What shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who in the whole world could ever be against us? If God is for you, my friend, then it is not possible for anybody to be effectively against you. This is a promise God is making to you today. It is interesting, you know, that sometimes previous images and stereotypes affect our communication. For instance, when we hear the name Daniel from the Bible, we don't usually think of a man who has become discouraged. The lion's den, with the hungry, man-eating, flesh-tearing lions. That's what we think of when anybody mentions the name Daniel. This prophet, this man of God, this pillar of courage, had defied the wish of King Darius, who ordered all the people to pray to him. Daniel said no. He would worship no mere man. He would worship and pray only to Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For this disobedience to the king, Daniel was put into a lion's den to be eaten alive, yes, torn apart in a bloody death and eaten limb by limb. The dramatic scene is described in the Bible, and I will read it for you. The king gave orders for Daniel to be taken and thrown into the pit filled with hungry lions. Then the king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve so loyally, rescue you." A stone was put over the mouth of the pit, and the king placed his own royal seal and the seal of his noblemen on the stone, so that no one could rescue Daniel. And then the king returned to the palace, and he spent a sleepless night without food or any form of entertainment. Morning finally came. The weary and sleepless king got up. He hurried over to the pit, and when he got there, he called out anxiously, "Daniel, servant of the living God, was the God you serve so loyally able to save you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "May your majesty live forever. God sent his angel to shut the mouths of the lions so that they would not hurt me. God did this because he knew that I was innocent and because I have not wronged you, your majesty." The king was overjoyed, and he gave orders for Daniel to be pulled up out of the pit. And so they pulled Daniel up, and they saw that Daniel had not been hurt in any way whatsoever. Oh, now one would think that anyone who had lived through such a night in a den of hungry lions would never forget such a horrendous experience. And one would also think that such a person would ever after always trust in God's promises for answering prayer. But apparently, this does not seem to be the case with Daniel. Daniel had been rescued, miraculously, and yet only a few years later, because of the weaknesses of his flesh, his memory dimmed. Does that make Daniel bad, or does that make Daniel a negative role model for faith for us today? By no means. Daniel was human. You and I share the same weakness of the flesh. Daniel reminds all of us that even if we make 100% commitments to do good, as noble as this may sound, it is never enough. We cannot by our own reason or strength believe in God or come to him. We cannot through our own reason or strength remain with him, no matter how hard we might try. We receive faith and strength from God through his word. Prayer and faith in the God who answers prayer is not begun by our own self-righteousness or even our good intentions. It was never true for Daniel, and it will never be that way for any of us. Like a little seed growing into a mighty oak tree, Prayer and confidence in prayer begins and grows from the power and life we receive from the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is life. His Spirit prompts us to pray, and His Word gives us strength to pray. Therefore, as Daniel did, humble yourself today and let go of all your feelings of self-righteousness and listen to God speaking to you through the words of the angel who came to Daniel. God is waiting to speak these same words to you today. You have humbled yourself before me. Your words, your prayers have been heard. From this day forward, have no hesitancy to pray. Know with 100% certainty that in Jesus Christ, God hears your prayers and He will answer you. You have a high priest, one who intercedes for you, one who speaks to God on your behalf. This high priest has passed through the heavens. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And when you pray, this high priest, this divine intercessor, takes your prayers directly into the throne room of God. Oh, it was the innocent blood of the Savior shed on Calvary's cross which opened the door to God for you. The innocent death of Jesus Christ, God's Son, was accepted by God the Father as a perfect and complete sacrifice for all of your sins and mistakes. As you listen today, then, know one thing for sure. Your sins have been totally paid for. For you, pardon for sin has been purchased. And now, may I plead with you not to ignore God's gracious call and His offer for perfect pardon. Turn away from your love of the world, give up the sins of the flesh, and let go of your self-righteous thoughts. And then, with the faith and strength that God offers you, cling tightly by the hour to the outstretched hands on the crucifixion cross of the Blessed Redeemer. Oh, my friend, pray to God just like Daniel did. Even during the most difficult times, persevere in your prayers. For when you pray to God in Jesus' name, then you can be absolutely assured that the words of promise spoken to Daniel are also being spoken at this hour to you. From the first day in which you have humbled yourself before God, your words have been heard. Oh, may this be true in your life today. Pray, pray daily, pray persistently in Jesus' name, and your prayers shall certainly be heard. Amen.